You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Hi, everybody. I am super excited about this episode. This is one that we did record back in 2023, but due to a lot of popular demand, positive feedback, and great insights from our customers, we are looking to re-air it. I hope you all enjoy.
Hi, greetings, everybody. Welcome to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. We are super excited. We have a bit of a special episode, as you can see. We're here today in Amazon headquarters here in Seattle. And so we have a special edition today. I think a lot of y'all will get quite a bit out of this because this is a topic that I've seen so much value come to the SMB space. And, before we jump into those details, definitely want to pass it over to Hayden just for some quick intros.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hayden Chase Kuzma. I'm an account manager here at Amazon Web Services, covering the small, medium business segment for Arizona and New Mexico customers. I've been with AWS for just under 2 years, and I'm based out of Seattle, Washington. What I'm drinking today is a question we always like to ask. I just have some lemon water here today to just kind of relax and enjoy the episode. Ben, back to you.
Nice. My name is Ben. I'm one of the account managers on the West Coast team as well. You'll see me connecting with customers in Montana, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, and some in Washington and Oregon. So I bounce around quite a lot, but super excited to connect with you all once again. When it comes to the big question of what I'm drinking, I have some Earl Grey tea, a little bit of caffeine, a little soothing. Once again, just get the day going, right? So feel free in the chat just to put what you all have as well. And excited to jump into today's topic.
Great. Well, I always like to start the episode with giving a little bit of background why Ben and I began doing this live stream. And the main purpose was to get everyone frontline access to subject matter experts here at AWS, whether that's internally or, as you'll see today, externally. We also want to share our secrets of SMB between each other. Ben and I have a combined 4 years of SMB experience, so we're excited to dive into some of the topics we have prepared for you today. And then lastly, we want to share with you some internal resources you can leverage post live stream to embody AWS after we share some of the details we have for you today. So really excited to discuss those topics. Now, we're really looking to focus on the MAP program today, which is our Migration Modernization Assessment Program. Ben's going to get into a little bit of what that program entails, and then we're going to share how SMB customers are specifically leveraging that program day to day when it comes to AWS. So, Ben, I kind of alluded to it, but what is MAP?
No, that's a great question. Something that here in the last year or so, I learned quite a bit about, and it's always interesting. MAP stands for Migration Acceleration Program. And sometimes customers may get hung up on, the word migration, right? But essentially, the way I like to summarize it is that this is AWS's investment to customers who really want to scale and grow on the cloud. So there's a lot of great benefits. One that comes top of mind is, receiving funding through AWS credits, a lot of different funding with partners and, different benefits of training and certification, getting your team up to speed. So, in a nutshell, there's so much, but this is essentially that rewards program that really help our customers really pioneer in the cloud and be successful.
Yeah, I like that pioneer saying. That's really smart.
For sure. And, obviously we have so much discussion day in and day out regarding that. And Hayden, I'm curious just to kind of hear your thoughts. How do you, position MAP and tell customers more about it?
Yeah, good question. I think when I'm starting to position MAP in a customer conversation, I look for a few things. And the biggest thing for me is if a customer is looking to grow, if that's existing in their AWS environment, or if they're not on AWS today and looking to get started, I really like to look at that long-term growth over 12 to 24 months and position the program as an enabler for their success. I really like to position it as a rewards program. So AWS investing in these customers, they continue to ramp and leverage our services over the next 2 years or so. One of the biggest misconceptions, I think, Ben, that I hear a lot is MAP is only for customers who are migrating. That is not true. It's built around modernization for customers as well. So to put that into terms, let's say you have an application that you're looking to onboard 100,000 users by the end of this year, and you currently sit around 10,000. We would take a look at that and make that growth in terms of customers, turn that into AWS consumption. So we can do the math, plug that into the AWS simple calculator, and come up with an estimate of what that looks like, and to help you get qualified for the MAP program. So it doesn't just have to be a server migration. It can also be a modernization effort internally in regards to your cloud program. Ben, I know I mentioned some numbers there, but do you get the notion that customers seeing $500,000 seems expensive, especially for SMB customers? How do you combat that?
For sure. And, you know, a lot of customers, like you're saying, you know, hey, we are anticipating a lot of growth and a lot of scale, but maybe, you know, 500,000 is the threshold for the migration acceleration program. You know, the thing, though, is that this is a 3-year program. We understand that it takes time to really grow and scale, not only your cloud infrastructure, but your business as well. Right. And so I really like your example you're using with, you know, per customer, what does that cloud cost look like? And we could implement it in a way to show what that growth would look like on a, you know, compound level, month over month, year over year, and, you know, get qualified for these programs and rewards and things like that. Curious, like talking about MAP, I think it always helps just to walk through maybe an existing customer who's benefited from it, very recently. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, Aiden. Do you have any customer wins to share?
Sure, good question. And I don't have any I could use a specific name for, but I'll give a bit of a broad story. So I had a customer come to me who was looking to do just that. They were looking to modernize. They were looking to grow and expand over the next 12 months. We were just talking at initially. So what we did is we really focused on what I like to call the dream board. What are you looking to accomplish if money wasn't an object and you're just looking to better your business? And we uncovered quite a few workloads that the bells started ringing in my head. This is a good MAP customer. They're looking to onboard many customers. They want to integrate AIML. They want to kind of do a facelift on their databases. So we started to unpack all these different projects and services. And we ultimately came up with a roadmap and a bit of a business case on why MAP would work for them. So what I did is I worked with our internal MAP team to hold a call to share some of the MAP details with customers. That's pretty standard practice for us. They go over what the program entails, the benefits the customer receive, and kind of what the program is. One thing that came up, the customer was hesitant because they thought it was a contractual agreement. MAP is not. There's no clawbacks with the program. It's purely based off intent, which is really attractive to small, medium business customers. Because Ben, I'm sure you can agree, we speak with customers with big dreams, right? They're looking to grow and onboard. They're tomorrow's Facebook, tomorrow's Twitch, tomorrow's Netflix, et cetera. So we're excited to enable them with MAP. So after that internal call with our MAP BD team, we uncovered that the program's a good fit. We sent over the agreement, and then we recently just had our first roadmap call, which is just kind of enabling and working backwards from where they're looking to go and setting up certain milestones to hit along the way. So we're ensuring that we're staying on track with their goals, as well as ensuring that they're hitting these key milestones in the MAP program. One cool caveat I had in that conversation is early on, we identified that a premier partner would make sense to integrate with this customer. So what we did is I sat down and looked at my player's bench, if you will, of partners, and found the right partner for that customer, made an introduction, and it ended up being a good fit. And now the customer is building even quicker and establishing a little bit more of their priorities and reinvesting their time in different parts of the business because the partner is able to do some of that heavy lifting for them. So it's been great, Ben. And that's just one example. I'm curious if you've got something as well.
Yeah, one of the things I really liked about that example is just how the account team almost extends, right? You're looping in a business development manager, you're looping in a customer success manager. In my experience, I recently just had a call where we walked through with the customer how to properly, you know, tag the different IT resources that they're spinning up in the cloud. It's counting towards that MAP spend and being offset with credits. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to save quite a bit of money. But also to take it a step further, they're able to, you know, look at the tech stack that they're using internally with softwares and, you know, purchase it through the AWS marketplace to tag it and also count as MAP spend. So not only, you know, the IT projects that they did have in place they're able to save money on, but also other technical initiatives across the org they're able to save money on as well. And I just think it's such a great program that, you know, there's many ways that you could leverage and really get a lot of out of it, you know, as an AWS customer.
Sure. And Ben, I'm curious, just kind of offhand, if I'm an SMB customer listening today, this sounds attractive to me. What can I be doing prior to my first call with my account team to prepare for that conversation about math? But what can I bring to that conversation to bring value to you as a seller?
Yeah, I always think it's helpful, you know, just a high level overview of understanding what the MAP program is. And there's a few web pages that do a great job. Secondly, to that is just understanding what does that roadmap look like? Where does your business want to go in the next, you know, 2 to 3 years? What are some of those nice to have features, especially, you know, for those who do have, you know, are a software organization or have a lot of the technical workloads? A lot of customers are surprised that, you know, hey, AI, ML, we have a big initiative and to find out that's going to count towards MAP as well. Or, you know, we have a big data analytics workload and you know, to have that offset as well is always great. And also leveraging things, like you said, the partner network, and you know, the different training and certification resources. It's essentially all around just a great thing to leverage if you're one of the SMB customers, once again, looking to scale and grow on the cloud.
Absolutely. Now, everybody, I know we usually get into our coveting Kayla's Corner today. Unfortunately, Kayla wasn't going to join us this month just because MAP was a really customer-focused conversation. I think we're going to save Kayla for next month's episode where she can go back to her Kayla's Corner and share her wonderful insight.
For sure. I will say, you know, solutions architects are very helpful. Since this necessarily isn't a technical episode like you alluded to, just know we have a team of solutions architect ready to connect with you all just to, you know, answer any technical questions, help understand the best architecture and really draw a diagram of, hey, here's what we want to do and here's our next steps. That is a key part of this. So once again, if you are interested, connect with us after this live stream. We would love to get those types of meetings set up for sure.
Absolutely. So without further ado, we'd love to introduce our guest speaker for today's episode. Xander Vaz from ClearScale will be joining us and discussing a little bit on how ClearScale helps SMB customers today. So Xander, appreciate you jumping on and joining us for the episode today.
Before jumping into it, I do want to go back to what you said earlier. One of the benefits of MAP is that we could work with partners and, you know, once again, that AWS investment offsets some of those partner costs as well. And I like what you said, hey, let's go through this Rolodex of partners, if you will, and figure out what's the best fit. One of my experiences is working hand in hand with ClearScale. They are one of the key AWS partners. So super happy to have you on, Xander.
Much appreciated, Ben. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Xander, before we get started, we'd love a little bit of an introduction about yourself, your role with the company, and a little bit about what you like to do outside of work.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been at ClearScale for going on 3 years now. In my first two, I was based in Atlanta, Georgia, helping AWS on the East Coast. About 9 months ago, I was given the proposition to move to beautiful California to work with you guys, of course, and the greater teams. So that's my tenure with ClearScale. Outside of work, what do I like to do besides reading all up about cloud computing? I like to exercise. I should do it more than I do. Specifically basketball. I played a little bit in high school. I was about the seventh or eighth man on the team, but regardless, it's something I like to do in my free time.
Very
nice,
cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Appreciate the intro. So yeah, Xander, we always like to start with a first question for our guests to kind of set the tone for the conversation. What that is what does SMB mean to you when you hear the term small, medium business?
Absolutely. I think you guys have covered it well already, so I don't want to regurgitate everything that you've laid out. But in my opinion, SMB, small to medium sized businesses, is a very wide spectrum, especially how we see it and work with it in the AWS ecosystem, right? It sounds exactly what it is, small to medium sized businesses, but how I like to categorize the area, for lack of a better word, is working with companies who are a little more lean on the small side, right? Whether it's their IT team or just the entire organization, running lean, running sharp. And you know, some of those organizations, their employees are, you know, maybe wearing a couple of hats, and that's okay, right? Every business has to start somewhere. And then you start to segment into medium-sized businesses. And those companies are pretty established, right? They've made their way through you know, lean teams operating in that way, but they've kind of bridged the gap in terms of turning into an enterprise. And I think, you know, the category in itself, like I said, is wide, but they have a lot of intricacies to it. And there's a lot of similarities between small and medium as well. I mean, you're working with some startups and you're working with companies who are on the verge of becoming, you know, enterprise class organizations.
Yeah, that's super exciting. And love your perspective regarding, you know, your definition of SMB. Really do appreciate that. You know, I know ClearScale helps a lot of the AWS SMB customers. You know, we'd love to just hear a bit more, you know, about ClearScale and what you all do.
Absolutely. So ClearScale has been an AWS only premier partner for the last 13 years. Born in the cloud, actually headquartered out of San Francisco, no coincidence. ClearScale has been helping small to medium sized businesses and even Fortune 500 companies not just adopt AWS, but grow in AWS. ClearScale has done over 1,000 AWS projects ranging from migrations to DevOps to application development and modernization, data and analytics, and even IoT. We're also a managed services provider as well and have been since birth. So when I say ClearScale has been an AWS only partner, I mean we are quote unquote married to AWS, meaning that there's a lot of partners in the ecosystem that are hybrid, meaning that they're partnered with several cloud vendors, whether that's AWS and Azure, Azure and Google Cloud, whatever it may be. We've always thought, and this will always be our future go-to-market, that AWS is the best breed of cloud services. So we've had sole dedication to AWS.
That's awesome. And Zainer, I'm curious with ClearScale, you know, how do you see yourself helping customers day to day? You know, what is your engagement like with SMB customers on a regular basis?
Definitely. It's a great question. So like I said, I rattled off a few areas of where ClearScale can help, from, you know, migrating customers into AWS, whether they're in a different cloud vendor, whether in a co-location or several data centers globally. We like to help in a few areas, right? Not just getting customers' feet planted and so-called wet in AWS, but helping them grow. And that's through DevOps. That's through helping customers manipulate their data and orchestrate it any way they want, whether that's through an AWS data lake or AWS data warehouse, whatever it may be. But even doing more intricate projects like IoT greenfield development and modernizing applications on AWS. Again, whether that's applications that are running, you know, .NET or applications that are running on-premise that need to be not just lift and shifted to AWS, but need to be refactored, replatformed, whatever it is. And that's really what we like to do, utilizing the MAP program that you guys touched on earlier. So it's, you know, ClearScale has certain capabilities within AWS. And those are some that are definitely highlighted. We like to think that we can do everything under the AWS umbrella, but as the 200 plus services that AWS has to offer continue to grow and those services continue to get updated, we like to be the partner working with you guys to say, hey, look, customer A or customer B, this is what we're good at. This is what we can do and help you optimize. And if we're not that good at it, we'll point you in the direction that you know you can go get that grade A expertise. So does that answer your question, Hayden?
Yeah, that's a great response.
Yeah, that's perfect. And kind of alludes to the next question, switching gears just a tad bit, but this is what I run to quite often. I'm connecting with an organization. They do have ambition and plans to grow and scale on AWS, and they're a bit hesitant to work with a partner. You know, maybe they do have expertise in the cloud, and experience working with AWS, but, you know, for those customers, what advantages do they have working with a partner like yourself, and why should SMB customers work more hand in hand with partners like yourself?
Definitely. It's a great, great hypothetical situation, Ben. I've seen various customers come to us who are small, medium, or large. They know AWS, they don't know AWS, they're running lean, they're running large, whatever it may be. And I think the biggest partner advocate and the biggest reasoning to working with a partner is because we are one that is not just going to say, hey, pass us over, you know, pass it over to your over your neighbor's fence. Let us do what you need us to do and pass it over to you back, right? Whether with working with greenfield customers who don't know AWS or customers who are already in AWS, I think working with a partner is important because this is what the partner does day in and day out. And that expertise is second to none, in my opinion, right? Another reason to work with a premier partner, I think, is to utilize the MAP funding program and the plethora of programs that AWS has to offer. And you can't use them to the greatest extent as you can with working with a partner. And of course, there's a lot of funding programs. AWS is just top in, you know, best in class in terms of helping their customers cost optimize, but helping them use these funding programs to help offset costs to get it or to grow into AWS. And being the partner, and being that a lot of these funding programs are partner programs, it's the partner's job working in tandem with you guys to help that organization utilize these programs to the best of their ability. And that's a big part in being a partner.
Got it. Yeah, that was very insightful. Really do appreciate that context and that feedback. And once again, a lot of those customers, everyone that I did have hesitation of, oh, I'm not sure if I should work with the AWS partner. I will say that first initial intro call with ClearScale, I had such a positive feedback from customers. So once again, really do appreciate everything you all do and helping us, you know, ensure our customers are successful on the cloud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I had one last question here for you, Xander, before we let you go. I know we've worked together, obviously, numerous times in the past. I'd love to hear kind of a bit of an example on how ClearScale is assisting customers. If you have a specific or general, just kind of paint a picture for me on what that engagement's like for a viewer who's listening today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had a customer back in Q4, actually, small to medium type business, more on the smaller side. And they had two data centers, one that was in the States and US and one that was based in Canada. And they simply came to their AWS account team and said, look, we're growing. We're paying too much for these servers. We have a data center renewal coming up in Q2 of 2023. And plain and simple, we want to get out, but we also need to get out, anticipating a renewal that was going to be upwards of 3 to 5 years. And their main driver was cost reduction. And I think what ClearScale did, rather than just jumping right into the project and, you know, providing a statement of work and, you know, utilizing the funding programs, is really understanding outside of the cost, the driver of cost, what else does this customer want to do and why do they want to move? And then you start getting into the abundance of reasons outside of cost, scalability, growth, everything that AWS has to offer, again, with hundreds of services. And the mind of that customer just instantly expanded in terms of what cloud can do in comparison to just a normal data center running on-premise architecture or infrastructure that they have for the last 25 years. So what we did was successfully migrate them to AWS, utilizing the MAP program. And now, like we see with a lot of SMB customers, that when they're net new to AWS and they do have migration, whether it's two data centers or 20 and five servers or thousands, applications, full stack, whatever it may be, they necessarily don't know how to manage their environment in AWS. And that in itself can come off a little daunting. But when you have managed services that AWS has to offer, when you have a managed services provider and a partner like ClearScale, it makes the ambition of the project that much higher, because you know you have the trust in a partner not just performing the migration, but being able to help you manage it and continuing to hold your hand throughout your AWS journey to where you can fully take hold of the wheel and continue down, you know, exploring everything AWS has to offer. That's a prime example, but it's a very common example.
Great. Yeah, really do appreciate that insight. And, you know, once again, for those listening on this live stream today, if you are interested in just hey, let me learn a bit more about ClearScale. Let's see, you know, what ways they would be a good fit to assist us with our cloud workloads. Feel free to connect with us once again. We always love after these live stream podcasts to always connect customers with the right resources that are front of mind. And, you know, really looking forward to ensuring you have all the resources needed, you know, for those different initiatives that are on the roadmap. So Xander, once again, really do appreciate your time. And thanks for being today's guest on our show.
Absolutely. It's an honor. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Aiden.
Of course. Well, great. Well, Ben, I think that wraps us up today. I know we want to share a few words before we jumped off, but that was a fun episode.
Oh, yes, for sure. And, you know, once again, you know, coming from, you know, the Amazon HQ here in Seattle, there's been a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement. So really excited. And thank you all for tuning in. Hayden, do you want to kick off the announcements to end the show? Just kind of stuff to bring front of mind for our customers?
I would love to. So obviously what comes to mind for me is you heard a lot about MAP today. Get those gears turning. Start thinking, create that 12 to 24 month roadmap exercise. Let's get that going. Even if it's not for the MAP program, I think it's beneficial for most SMB customers to plan for those next 2 years. That will help you accelerate growth and also enable you for the modernization efforts that your customers are looking for. So really excited to have those conversations. If it makes sense, reach out to Ben or I. We're happy to discuss. Outside of that, we know we mentioned all the time about our Kickstart program. If you have a proof of concept, you're looking to test out on AWS and you're not quite on the platform yet, AWS is willing to invest credits into you to get you really allowed to build on the platform today. So connect with us to talk about Kickstart as well. Other than that, we are excited to talk to you next month in our future episode, bringing back Kayla for Kayla's Corner, as well as to cover topics that are important to you as SMB customers. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.